Oh, it's recording. It's Bosch and Marsh.
Back for another episode. Have you missed us?
Been good 4 months.
What?
Hasn't it?
Anyway. We're eating Chick-fil-A. It's pretty cute.
With Gardner Herb Ranch sauce in our milkshakes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm about to put one in the milkshake. Nathan milkshake.
Guess we should give him an update on all our lives, huh?
Well, today we went to... we played tennis.
Mm-hmm.
We beat everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Shirtless.
Mm-hmm. We're really cute shirtless.
Couldn't focus.
My mom even texted me and asked for a picture of Jack and I shirtless.
That sounds so weird.
It does.
You say your mom asked for it? Well, that's not exactly what happened, but after that, we went to Chipotle.
With Clar.
We went to, yep, Clar. We've been to Best Buy to look at speakers in Marsh's truck. Did you have your truck the last time we did a podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Because you had it all summer.
Yeah.
And then we went into Ross. He put on a cute bathrobe. Maybe we'll post a picture of you in the bathrobe. That'd be a good post.
You know, I likes.
And now we're at Chick-fil-A recording this for our legendary listeners.
Yeah. Mm. The women folk decided to watch a movie without us tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I find that kind of lame.
I don't have anything to talk about.
We're going to Florida.
I think every time. Oh, we are going to Florida.
We're going to Florida in January. Maybe we should do a podcast every day.
I might as well. Mm-hmm. I have plenty of time in the wilderness when we're not catching fish and whatnot.
We'll have plenty of time in the car, too.
Yeah, that's true, actually. What if we do like an 8-hour podcast? Mm-hmm. Let's just record our whole drive down.
I really think the only person who would listen to that would be Josh Bird.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
That might even be too much for Josh Bird.
Probably. Pulling all night listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think every podcast we do, I have less to say.
Yeah.
I used to be able to make up a lot of nonsense. I guess I can still make up some nonsense.
I'm pretty good. Swift was really on top of it this semester.
Yeah.
Yep. We
Swift, better known as Seth for you less cultured listeners.
Mm-hmm. One of his highlights was hitting a kiwi with a golf club in his living room.
Putting a hole in the wall.
Yeah, put a hole in the wall, splattered everywhere.
So, yeah, Ryan, if you're listening to this, your golf club you're going to put to good use.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm touching the phone screen with my straw wrapper.
He's bored.
I'm fumbling the bag right now. Can't think of things to say.
I feel like there's got to be something we can say. I had a whole lot of ideas before we actually started.
Stage fright.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Lauren is now a real one because she doesn't...
Hey,
but she knows how to capitalize the first letter of a sentence. So that was...
Yeah, if you don't capitalize when you text, then you should probably unsubscribe from this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a safe place for you.
No, it's not. We like to be a safe place for everyone except for you.
Ew, what the heck?
Mandy's hit me in the face really hard.
You should probably use proper names for our listeners.
Oh.
Amanda.
Amanda hit me in the face really hard.
I took a bad shot today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know how to convey that.
Let's just say for all you guys out there, Jack took a bad shot.
All the guys out there, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
With the tennis ball. 8-foot range.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to talk about it.
Text us if you get our meaning.
Text us if you get our meaning, that's right. Where are you getting that cup? Water?
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty cute.
We're both pretty cute.
Jack had coffee, so I'm going to kill him.
I didn't have coffee. This isn't a safe place for coffee drinkers either.
Mm-mm.
We're wholeheartedly against mostly Starbucks, I would say.
Yeah, mostly Starbucks, but every coffee drinker, too.
We're not for Starbucks. We don't stand Starbucks. Mm-hmm. I learned that today. We don't stand Starbucks. We don't stand
We're cool
it.
Now. We're
we
hip.
Don't stand it. We know all the cool lingo these days.
Mm-hmm.
No cap.
Well, you went line dancing with Mrs. Briz and Mrs. Schmidt.
Oh, yeah, I did do that.
Tell us all about that.
Well, we rolled into this joint, and It's a cool place. There's like a room, and then there's like a side room where you dance and whatnot. I met Angela for the first time, and Keith.
Mm.
And it was a really great environment, not one for me to dance in, given to my age and status of being a male. So.
Did you do any dancing?
No, I didn't do any dancing.
Did Howie?
No.
Did Lauren?
Yeah.
How much?
Kyle and Lauren both danced.
I know Kyle won.
They did a lot, yeah. They did a lot of it with them. It was also one of those situations where I didn't want to come into a new environment and be the best dancer there automatically and make everybody else feel bad, because then they're going to shun me as an outsider and stuff. So
is it the kind of dance where you're all in a line dancing like vissy-vissy, or were you like
it getting a partner? It was kind of just all over the place. Hmm. I wouldn't really say it was a line. I wouldn't really say it was partners. They were just kind of
moving their things.
Yeah, that's one way to put it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Claire just texted me. She said, should I go to the store or go to sleep?
The heck? Isn't she about to go to a movie?
Here, I'm going to text her back. You tell me what to text, and I'll text it.
Hello, Clark.
Hello, Clark. I just texted that.
My straw is a bit crinkled.
Wrapper is a bit crinkled.
So I was hitting my phone with it while recording a podcast.
She says, hi, Nathan. Phone with it while we were recording a podcast.
Mm-hmm. I think I might get a mohawk.
She says that's wild to the straw wrapper. I think I might get a mohawk. She knows it's you, by the way.
It is not Nathan talking.
It is not Nathan talking.
It is me.
I'm gonna insert to go to the store. Back to recording. I don't have time for women.
No.
We're on the podcast, Brian. Should I block all the women in my phone?
I'll do it with you. Podcast is before any romantic interests. That's what I've always said, and I always will say. I've also decided to wear a thong to my wedding whenever that happens. Should I explain my reasoning for that?
Probably.
Well, see, Heath says that any girlfriend cannot control you at all. Has no control.
They shouldn't have a say in your decisions.
Shouldn't have a say in your decisions until you're married to them. Yeah. Well, me, on my way to the wedding, will not be married to anyone, so no one can tell me what to do. So I'm going to wear a thong. Now,
this is your way of rebelling.
If they, as soon as I say I do, if they want me to take off the thong, I mean, I'll change. Or,
right.
But no, I mean, if I'm unmarried, I can do what I want.
Nope. Well, neither of us is eating Mark's.
That's me. Let's take Mark's food.
Let's steal Mark's food.
I'll Venmo request him.
Mark.
Anyway, I think we're pretty cute. That was a pretty good podcast.
Let's go to 10 minutes.
Go 10 minutes? Okay, another minute and a half. What should we talk about?
I think we should talk about... how about that chicken tortilla soup thing?
What chicken tortilla soup?
It's on that sign.
Personally, I don't see the sign.
Literally right in front of us.
Oh, chicken tortilla soup. It's spiced just right.
Well, that's what I heard.
Just like our lives.
Mm-hmm. In this podcast.
Yep. Let's see, maybe we should give everybody some sort of quiz.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. If they've made it to this point, then they need to text us something.
Yeah, if you've made it to this point, text us
probably your favorite thong brand.
Favorite thong brand and
yeah, these Chick-fil-A workers walking by are loving this.
They're probably
really
all
confused.
Homeschooled and haven't even heard of a thong before.
Probably know what a thong is. Maybe we should show them sometime.
Yeah.
Come and wearing a thong.
It's true.
I'm not going to do that, actually. That'd be weird.
It would be a little weird.
I hope our listeners don't think we actually do that.
Yeah, so everybody who's listening now, make sure you text us. It's only going to be Josh Bird. If anybody else but Josh Bird texts, kudos to you. No youch.
Kudos to Josh Bird, of course, but it's expected at this point.
Yeah.
I think Bryce will text. Bryce knows. Bryce
Dave
is home.
Bryce is what?
Bryce is coming home from school.
Where's Bryce going to school anyway?
VCU. Bryce the man.
That's true. Alrighty. Okay, bye. Mm-hmm.